talked about.
Hey, yo, man, wake up.
Hey, man, you gotta get up, all right? You gotta leave. It's getting late.
I mean, it's like, I know y'all, but I don't know y'all, you know? I mean, we cool, but we ain't cool.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
My mother and father, they passed away, the bastards. You know? They left me this. I'll show you the house, you know what I mean? And then you decide, you know, the you want to do. You come inside, you got a living room, right? I got to tell you more of that. You got a mother dining room where you eat like your pig slob that you are, right? You got a kitchen, granite countertops. Who the cares, right? Here's the kitchen. See it? There you go.
And now.
Believe in this project because it's kind of a captive audience. It's also a sexy audience.
Our feature presentation.
We need to go on that, don't we?
Wait, what?
I'm starting to come around.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm starting to come around on that.
What happened yesterday?
I don't know. I think you've been wearing me down.
Yeah?
Because it's the greatest idea in the world to go on the Hasselhoff tour. Come on.
My cruise ship
with the Hoff.
Right. My fear still is that one day in, after the joke has been played and we're there, mm-hmm. and now we're captive audience, as he says. Those last 3 days or however long
but
it is.
But also a sexy audience, though.
Yeah. And, right. the get-togethers.
There were some get-togethers, right?
And some meetups. This is David Hasselhoff. Right. Listen, I wanted to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
I think they're on sale now for the second week of November in Europe.
Bean's got it all mapped out.
When is it, the 4th through the 9th, I think?
Are you a cruiser, Bean? You like to go on cruises?
I've never been on a cruise.
No.
Oof.
Never have. But this is the one.
Well, I mean, if there was one, it would be
Hasselhoff. I don't know how you can think that you would get bored of it, because when you put your head on the pillow at night,
mm-hmm.
you would know that the next day you were going to wake up and be with David Hasselhoff again.
Right.
Yeah.
Like every day, David Hasselhoff would be there.
Double-edged sword, though.
I feel like you're capping the Hoff. You can't cap it. There's always more Hoff.
Right.
You can't get too much Hoff.
Right.
I mean, you can get too much
Hoff. Can you?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I don't feel either.
Like you can.
Well, I think we need to go. That's all I'm saying.
Why doesn't he talk to us anymore? Because of me? Was it something I said? You remember me?
I don't know.
I think I can't remember. I think we had him on one time, and he says he tried to act like he never took a drink of alcohol or something. And then I said, "Well, there's been some pretty high." I can't remember exactly what went on, but I think I ruined it between us.
Oh,
so
no.
We would have to overcome that,
right?
Okay.
I think we could
if we were going to go on the cruise.
Yeah.
And then broadcast from there.
For sure.
I like it.
And then. I mean, wouldn't you just like to, even if we're not ever going to go on that cruise, wouldn't you just like to see a cross-section of this, the story of every single person
yes.
that's on that cruise?
Yes.
Well, the other cruise passengers would be our guests on the morning show while we were out there broadcasting
that
live.
That sexy group of passengers?
Yeah, we would never run out of people to interview because mm-mm. I'm sure they all are fascinating. They all have a story. Like,
right.
What kind of person goes on a David Hasselhoff cruise?
Yeah.
Probably be a lot of Germans.
Yeah, they love him.
Sure.
They love him.
And nothing bad ever comes from Germany.
Right.
So, and then you get to see Knight Rider and you get to see Baywatch.
I don't think Knight Rider is on the ship.
Oh, no. I mean, that's what he's showing.
I thought you meant like Kit was going to be
on the
ship. No, no,
no. He's got screenings of all of his film and TV shows. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't see those anywhere.
So would we have to watch? Do
yes.
you have to watch? If you're mm-hmm. on the ship, do you have
to
watch?
I think you'd want to if you can watch it with David Hasselhoff.
And I bet he'd be stopping it and explaining little backstories like, oh, right here is where we had this problem with Kit. But
it all worked out.
Yeah. Sexy.
And then he does a Q&A afterwards.
Right.
I don't see what's not.
Now I'm back out.
Oh, no.
I mean, I feel like I had made a little progress, but I'm afraid of it now.
But he's going to perform, too. He's going to do his hit song.
Right. Right. Does he have anything besides jump in my car? More than a feeling.
Yeah, hooked on it.
Hooked on a feeling. Yeah. That's it. Those two.
Over and over.
I think I'm back out.
Oh, no.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is a Tuesday morning, the 4th of April.
I think we used up all our time, or are we not used up all our time?
Nah, you got some time. Do you want to do the thing with the thing? Yeah.
Okay. Who saw the fake news piece on 60 Minutes?
I did.
What? Oh.
You mean 2 weeks ago or something?
Yes, two weeks ago. They did a story on the people who create fake news. And it was kind of fascinating because they do it for various reasons. Like the guy who came up with there was an Ebola quarantine going on in Houston, he made it up out of whole cloth. And he just did it because he wanted to see how fast it would get traction, how popular. He gets a rush on watching the Google analytics on fake news stories.
I was surprised to see this story, and that's why I watched it, because I thought – fake news was just something you called news that you didn't like.
Oh, no. This is
there's
news
an actual,
oh, just
literally.
Made up.
Yeah, this is – there are actually fake. People who just literally make it up and try to make it look
whole
real.
Whole websites. Yeah,
yeah, sure. Yep. And then they had another guy on there who makes up he's more political, and he wouldn't admit this, but it seemed like he was in it for political reasons, like he was trying to influence public opinion on various politicians. Like he made up the Hillary Clinton sex cult story, for instance.
That's not true?
That one wasn't true
either. Oh, I stopped eating pizza because of it.
and the amount of money that they're making because this, you know, you put it out there and millions and millions and millions and millions of people. And here's the conclusion that I've come to, although they didn't explicitly say this on the show. Tell me if this was your takeaway. People share the stuff they want to be true. That's what they're looking for, something that reinforces their worldview. So if you hate Hillary Clinton and you see something bad about Hillary Clinton, it doesn't matter to you whether it's fake or not. It's part of your worldview,
mm-hmm.
So you put it out there so that everybody else feels the same way,
because it supports what you already believe.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So you look for stories. You look for stories that already you want to be true. Those are the stories you share. If you see something bad about your guy or your lady, you don't share that because you don't want it to be true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I say all that to say this. Multiple listeners have sent me this story from a website called worldnewsdailyreport.com, which doesn't seem on the face
to be reliable.
That's fake. Their stories include hackers threaten to leak a sex tape of Justin Trudeau and Ivanka Trump. A man in South Africa gives birth 9 months after being abducted by aliens. Those are the kinds of stories you get on this. But enough of our listeners saw this story that this tells me something about our listeners. Here's the story that I was sent repeatedly from the Kevin and Bean listeners. Woman arrested for training squirrels to attack her ex-boyfriend.
All right. Wait, now, that's not real?
We want that to
I
be real, right?
I wish it was real.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
This is a perfect example of a story that you see and you go, yes, please. Give me some of that.
Yeah.
45-year-old Janice Smith was arrested this morning by officers of the Detroit Police Department for allegedly capturing numerous squirrels and training them to attack her former lover. The victim, 51-year-old James Robinson, was presumably attacked by the rodents on more than a dozen occasions over the last month. Now, what's it like for James? He gets up, goes outside, gets attacked by a squirrel again. He's got to be thinking, what the hell? What's going on? Why do they hate me?
Oh, James.
The poor man had no idea.
Keeps his head down, tries to run to his car.
Sure. He had no idea why squirrels kept attacking him until he saw his ex-girlfriend, a former circus animal trainer.
Oh, okay.
Cheering the animals during one of the attacks. She was partially hidden behind some bushes, but I could clearly see and hear her. She was yelling orders at the squirrels and telling them to attack me.
They read that and thought it was real.
They did.
Realizing that his life could be in danger, Mr. Robinson filed a complaint to the police who paid a visit to Mrs. Smith. In her residence, they found a dozen cages holding a total of 27 squirrels.
Oh, wow.
They also found two training dummies with pictures of Mr. Robinson taped over their faces. Detroit Police Chief James Craig confirmed that Janice Smith had admitted she was responsible for the attacks and confessed her strange plot. Mrs. Smith confessed to capturing and training squirrels to harass and attack her ex-boyfriend. She used to train lions for a circus, so it was easy for her to make the animals do as she wanted. She said she hoped to raise an army of up to 50 or 100 animals. She is now facing a variety of criminal charges linked to criminal harassment and using animals as weapons.
I can't believe that story's real.
Well, I don't think it is, crazy. Kevin. I think the tip-off is worldnewsdailyreport.com.
I see.
But it has been shared on Facebook over 150,000 times. So a lot of people out there are getting the good idea here about training squirrels to attack.
So it's going to happen for real based on a false story.
Yeah, maybe somebody came up with this. Now it's going to be a thing.
I like it. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Honestly, it's hard to listen to what's said in this room.
We've got tickets for The Fate of the Furious. for you. We have tickets for Guys Night Out. You get to play poker at Beer Mug's table.
I wish girls could go.
Girls are welcome.
It's what? A shame. It's so sexist in the 21st
really
century.
Is.
Girls are welcome. No big deal.
They're fine.
Right. Bean has what's up with Florida or death?
Today it's going to be Death Corner.
Death Corner. All right. That's coming up this morning. We also have David Anders in studio.
Kev Dog.
K-Train.
K-Train.
iZombie is back. He has given me a number of nicknames that I...
Bruvs.
That I love. He would actually text me, hey, bruvs. B-R-U-V-S. I've never seen that before. And then B-R-U-V-A as well.
Bruva.
Uh-huh. Sure. So he's coming in studio today. And we've got your tickets for Coachella as well with the K-Rock Party House tickets that go along with that. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, L-A-N-O-C's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 551.
Hey, that's Ralph Garman, you guys.
Goddamn right it is.
Means it must be time for a first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
Wake up!
It's time to make money?
No, I just want to see if anybody's alarm's going off right about now.
That would have been rough.
Help them along. Wouldn't that suck?
Yes.
Have some guy yelling at you to get up first thing in the morning? I know how much it sucks to get up at this time. Trust us. We do this daily, and it's awful, and I cry every time the alarm goes off.
As great as our job is, when that alarm goes off.
At least 4 tears every morning. So let me make it a little bit easier by giving away something fun. And when I say fun, I mean fun. I mean, this is it. This is it when it comes to fun. It is the K-Rock Super Games and Brewfest Especial.
Yay!
Named by Lightning. It is going to be an amazing day at Santa Anita Park, where you're going to play games and you're going to drink there in the infield, and then you're going to bet on horses. What's better than that? It's the inaugural K-Rock Super Games and Brewfest Especial. And look who's going to be hanging out. You want to hang out with Stryker? Of course you do. He's got a tail. You got Nicole, Dave, the King of Mexico, our very own Omar DJ Khan, or DJ Omar Khan.
Either way.
Mm-hmm. Lightning, Beer Mug. They're calling it the Olympics of Drinking Games. That's what they're calling it.
Uh-oh.
Are they saying that?
Some people are saying that.
Okay.
All right. What's the t-shirt?
People are saying that. You have games like Cornholio, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Beavis and Butthead Cornhole.
Sure.
That's what I'm talking about. Mega Pong. It's like beer pong, but with volleyballs and giant red trash cans. How about Dunk the Dummy? You want to play Dunk the Dummy, Kevin?
I'm guessing Muggs is in that one.
Muggs, Beer Mug. You can't fire Beer Mug, but you can do the next best thing. You can dunk him in a tank. Come on. How much fun is this? We are giving away a 4-pack of VIP passes right now to the inaugural K-Rock Super Games and Brewfest Especial. If you'd like to go, you and 3 friends will get drink tickets, a trucker hat, access to the VIP area. All good times. Got to call right now. Got to be 21 years of age or older. Got to call right now. 1-800-520-1067. Let's say only one winner gets it. It's a 4-pack of tickets. Caller number four gets that 4-pack of VIP passes to this event.
Did you say a trucker hat?
I did say a trucker hat.
Wow.
Got that right, lady.
K-Rock's getting fancy, you guys.
Yeah.
Right? You don't even have to be a trucker to wear it.
Oh, thank God.
We'll let you go. We'll let you slide on that one. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, I want a trucker hat.
Besides that, we're moving forward now.
Okay.
Trucker hat. If I said to you the name Bob Guccione.
Yes.
Is that a life you think would make an interesting television series?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Apparently other people do, too. A production company's just announced they are currently teaming up with writers and directors and casting people to create a TV series based on the life of Penthouse founder Bob Guccione. A lot of people think of him just immediately as the guy who was Hugh Hefner's competitor in the world of skin mags, and Penthouse was in some quarters thought of as more rough, perhaps more crass than its competitor Playboy. But a lot of people also say that Bob Guccione was more of the intellectual between the two.
Mm-hmm.
That instead of having, you know, orgies like Hefner would at the Playboy Mansion, he would have parties where Carl Sagan would be there talking to Alan Dershowitz, and they'd be comparing notes on space and mankind. You don't know those names, Kevin? Carl Sagan?
Yeah, I do.
Sagan was the original Cosmos guy. Alan Dershowitz, a famous
lawyer.
Aware. Yeah.
I'm just saying I'd rather see the other series, because this one sounds boring.
Yeah, but then they had an orgy after.
Right, because the orgy
that?
One. Let's go back to that
but
one.
But then he produced Caligula, one of the most sexually explicit mainstream films of all time.
Hmm.
And then, of course, was the crash and burn of his empire, where he had to file for personal and professional bankruptcy.
He's the man who invented Booyah!
I don't believe that's the case. But there's a lot of drama in that life.
So. Doesn't he always call people Bubba?
Yes, he does.
It's going to be part of the show.
That's they're going to call it Bubba. That's going to be the name of the show.
He is a solid, solid person.
Solid person, too. Bubba the solid person. I think. I just think it's a fascinating life, and I think it should be interesting. I look forward to reading it, or watching it, rather. Okay. John Stamos. John Stamos is probably the most famous Beach Boy. When you think about it.
True.
He was performing with them last week, performing on stage, rocking out. Fun, fun, fun. Till your daddy takes the T-Bird away, rocking his guitar, when he felt a slight breeze in the buttocks area, as he puts it. Turns out he split the back of his pants on stage.
All right.
And was just hanging out there for the world to see. But he didn't miss a beat. He just kept on rocking, because that's who he is.
Right.
He's Uncle Jesse. Why would you still play with the Beach Boys if you're John Stamos? I guess it must be fun for him.
Yeah, it has to be fun. It
must be fun. Yeah. Pretend to be a rock star.
I guess. Seems odd to me. And Floyd Mayweather is more than just a boxer. He's an enterprising businessman who is branching out into the world of cosmetics. You heard me.
Cosmetics?
Cosmetics.
Oh, to cover up bruises and stuff?
Oh, Allie, no.
Oh.
This is for a line of cologne, perfume, and skincare. Look at Floyd's skin. It's cocoa butter smooth.
Is it?
Yes.
Hmm.
He has taken out a petition to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for the name of his cosmetics line, TBE. He's trying to trademark TBE.
TBE.
TBE. Any guesses?
TBE.
Now, Floyd Mayweather cosmetics line. And you're saying it's TBE.
Mm.
So the letters that we're working with are T,
B, B, and E.
Oh.
And they stand for words. Maybe I'm not
words.
Getting clear
okay.
to you
all right. All right.
what I'm asking for. TBE is actually an abbreviation for three words.
Is it the best something?
The best ever.
The best ever.
Is it the butthole experience?
Okay. All right.
Chip, I'll need that tape, please. The best ever, okay.
The best ever. Because he considers himself, as do many, the best ever. Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, come on, look at this lineup. Eric Andre. Makes me happy just saying his name.
Same.
I wish he was here right now.
Same.
Bean, you too?
Hope it's his last.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Eric Andre's 34 years old today. Natasha Lyonne, love her. 38 years old today. David Blaine, magician David Blaine, is 44. Celebrating in a block of ice or something right now, I'm sure. Robert Downey Jr. RDJ. 52 years old. David Cross is 53. Graham Norton, very entertaining British talk show host, is 54. Hugo Weaving. So good. Such a good actor. Hello, Mr. Anderson. Whatever that guy's name was in The Matrix. Remember? He was Agent Smith.
Oh, was he? Okay.
57 years old today. And actor Craig T. Nelson. You know him from Poltergeist and from Parenthood and so many projects. He is 73 years old today. Craig T. Nelson, responsible for perhaps my favorite 10 seconds of television. He was on Fox News.
Right.
And he was talking about how America is just a bunch of softies and wussies and everybody wants to be bailed out anymore. And that's not how it works, because we're about capitalism. And he took a stand, and he said these words, and I thought it was brilliant.
We are a capitalistic society. Okay. I go into business. I don't make it. I go bankrupt. They're not going to bail me out. I've been on food stamps and welfare. Anybody help me out? No.
Right. He was on food stamps and welfare. Did anyone help him out when he was poor? No.
Because food stamps and welfare.
Oh, wait a minute.
I think those
that would be the help.
Is someone helping you out?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's 10 seconds ever.
That is pretty strong.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Got two chances for you to win tickets for weekend number one of the sold-out first 3 days of Coachella on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show and access to the K-Rock Party House, which is always fun, by the way. And I always question the brains of the people who would rent their home to K-Rock for the weekend.
Yeah, we've had people that have rented it to us more than once in a row.
Yeah.
You'd think once and we'd be out.
I would just assume we would never get invited back and certainly not to get the security deposit back.
Right.
So I'm very surprised to hear that. So if you want to go to Coachella, keep on listening for your chance to win. Alan McKay, I'm so happy that you were back on the show today. We missed you very much yesterday. I know you've been sick.
Thank you, Payne.
You feeling better?
I am.
You missed the dramatic telling yesterday of how I was assaulted Saturday night. And I know for folks who listened yesterday, I know you heard about this, but I do have an update because I did end up at the urgent care yesterday, so I did see a physician.
Mm-hmm.
But just for those who didn't hear, and for you, I feel like I need to fill you in on what happened.
Please.
Can I tell my version or just yours?
Well, my version is more accurate. But yeah, let's hear yours first,
okay.
and then I'll clean it up and tell what really happened.
There was a huge man at April Foolishness.
Go on.
And they came up and they said, hey... do you mind a picture?
Mm-hmm.
And said no, and I reached my hand out to shake his hand, and he had a pretty firm handshake.
Right.
It was impressive.
Okay.
Then he shakes Ralph's hand,
mm-hmm.
and pretty impressive again.
Sure.
Then he shakes Bean's hand, and Bean starts yelling, ah! Oh, your handshake is so hard! It's old! It's so painful! I was like, dude, take it down! Nobody's going to believe this. You're just his overacting just drives me crazy. Yesterday, he tells us that he thinks his hand is broken.
Oh, no.
Accurate okay. So far, Bean?
No, not at all accurate. Not even a little bit.
Please.
It doesn't even sound like you were there.
Please.
That's fake news is what that is, what you just get. So we're at this event on Saturday night, the April Foolishness, and Kevin and I are backstage, and we're meeting bunches of people, and we're very happy to take photographs and shake
hands.
I think
I got a lot of those out. I don't think you
need
to. I
heard those. Okay.
Recap that part.
And this monster walks
right in.
You, Hodor on Game of Thrones times five, all right? This guy comes in. He's a moving mountain. And he comes up and he assaults me, essentially, is what he does.
That's
assaults
a big word.
Me.
He shook his hand, is what he did.
He practically throws me to the ground. He practically gets me in a headlock. It's look, if I weren't as strong and as powerful as I am,
right.
I might not be alive today. The,
right,
fact that,
sure.
The fact that I was able to get out of that vice-like grip,
mm-hmm.
and go about my day. And by the way, not complain, not cry.
Oh, you cried and complained. What are you talking about?
I never said a word about it. I just went about my business.
You're
and,
insane.
And did the hard work that needed to be done.
Your handshake is so hard.
So I mean, it was like Gladiator, and I was in the amphitheater, and they unleashed like 25 tigers at me, and
or,
I was able to fight them all off.
Or it was just a nice little, pretty secure handshake.
Mm-hmm.
So he was clearly out to kill me. There's no question about that. And again, it's only because of my powerfulness that I'm still alive today. But
your powerfulness?
Powerfulness, yes. But I do confess, I was injured. I did have an injured wing. So. The pain was intense, and I woke up the next day, and I was able to get out of bed and shower and dress myself drive myself to the airport and fly home.
Mm-hmm.
But it was throbbing all day long, and as I mentioned yesterday, it hurt to hold a phone, it hurt to hold a book, it hurt to hold...
Oh, it's okay, Bean.
Hurt to hold anything.
I know the memory's hard.
So I didn't make it to the urgent care on Sunday night because I got home too late, but I thought Monday, first thing after the show...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to urgent care.
Right.
So I did.
Yeah.
So I went to the doctor.
Uh-huh.
All right. Is the music?
Yes. Are you telling a sad story? Is that what's happening? Are you telling a sad story?
I'm telling an accurate story about what happened.
Is it sad?
First of all,
did you get injured?
I was very badly hurt. I was very badly hurt. First of all, it's a miracle I was able to take myself to the urgent care. I didn't require paramedics. I didn't have to call for an ambulance.
Wow, you're a lot of man.
That's how strong I am. That's how brave I am.
Mr. Glass was able to drive himself to the hospital.
So I went
in his automatic car.
And I explained what happened to the personnel there. And I'm not gonna lie, they did raise an eyebrow when I explained the nature of the
injury. I would have loved to have heard that.
He
shook my hand too hard.
I filled out the paperwork, and it said, why are you here today? And I said, obviously, fractured hand. And they said, what happened to your hand? And I said, well, I know this is going to sound weird, but this guy attacked me and crushed my hand with his vice-like grip. And they said, just shaking hands? And I said, yeah, but you didn't see him. You don't know how big and strong this guy was. So the doctor came in, and he saw me, and he said, well, I'd be surprised if that happened, but it might have.
So the doctor that walked in automatically, instantly doubted your story.
But he didn't know, man. But he said, let's, in an overabundance of caution, let's get you up to x-rays. So they took me up to x-ray, and they took some x-rays, and then it was just time. All that was left was for me to go back down into the doctor's room and wait for him to return and give me the ruling on the x-rays. And that's why I am here to tell you what the doctor had to say.
And now, breaking news bulletin.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
Live, local, late breaking.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Larry King, and I apologize for bringing you this startling information this evening, but there is some late breaking news that I thought I should make you aware of.
I need to open.
All right.
With a very critical breaking news announcement.
Okay. According to the doctor that I saw with what was left of my hand being x-rayed, he said it's not broken.
Technically,
it's not broken. It's not, it wasn't fractured as much as I expected it to be.
Bean yesterday was 100% convinced.
It might have to be cut off. He wasn't sure.
I mean, was it swollen? Was it?
Oh, yeah. It was swollen. It was definitely swollen. The doctor said that it was badly bruised, is what he said. I guess the tissue in my hand was badly bruised.
Did he say you had any tissue in your hand?
He did say that, yes. Mm. But there was no, the bones were fine. Bones were strong. He said my bones looked good.
Your bones look good.
Yeah, did he say your bones look good?
He did. He said my bones look good. Mm. So just badly bruised, and he was frankly surprised that it still hurt days after. But I'm going to make it through, you guys, because I'm a survivor, and I'm a winner, and I'm a fighter, and I'm not a quitter. So I'm going to be okay, and I appreciate all your prayers and your gifts and your support and your love.
Can I tell the end of the story?
I just told the end of the story.
No, I went to the doctor. I got a part that you don't know.
Uh-huh. Oh.
So then the doctor walked out of the room and said, what a pussy.
Here's all I'm saying. And this is just a P.S. on the last conversation we were having about how lucky I was to escape near death on Saturday night. I could have been in this death corner if it had just gone a little bit differently. Yeah. I was that close to the end.
Yeah. Wow, don't tease us.
I'm just saying it's a miracle that I'm here to bring you these stories of death. Hit it, Steve.
Hey, everybody. Gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head. Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I
love death.
I think the best and most dramatic death story of the month has to be the Indonesian man named Akbar. A lot of listeners saw this and thought of me, and thank you for sending it. A lot of people in Indonesia, by the way, only go by one name, which must be very confusing in such a populous country, I would think. Mm-hmm. But Akbar was out doing some work around his house, and then he just went missing. People came looking for him, and they found his palm fruit. They found his harvesting tool. They found one boot. And then nearby, they found Akbar, who was swallowed by a 23-foot python. Akbar's whole was swallowed by a python.
His entire body was inside the snake.
Inside the snake.
No.
The snake was found bloated and slithering awkwardly in the village of Seluruiro,
right,
on the eastern island of Sulawesi. They were immediately suspicious that is what happened when they, came across what was, left of his possessions, and relatives went looking for him, and then they found the snake, and I saw pictures of it. They cut the snake open, and sure enough, there was Akbar right there.
Wow.
While the serpents have been known to attack smaller animals, attempts to eat people are rare, but does happen from time to time. Look, a lot of bad things happen in the world. A lot of bad things will happen to you today. Nothing like this. Nothing like getting swallowed by a 23-foot python. Wow. That's about as bad as it gets, right? Here's a tragic story. 4:10 in the morning on Saturday in Winfield, Alabama, there was a head-on collision. Alcohol was a factor. A 50-year-old, Jeffrey Morris Brasher, was driving one car. He did not have a seatbelt on. In the other car was a 22-year-old named Austin Blaine Brasher. He was also drinking and also did not have his seatbelt on. So they had a lot of things going against them. Drinking, no seatbelt, 4:10 in the morning, head-on collision. If you notice their last names are the same, it's because they were father and son, ladies and gentlemen. Both pronounced dead on the scene. What are the chances of that happening?
This is a fun segment, huh?
I'm just saying. Right?
Right.
Berlin, police say a newspaper carrier in the northern German city of Lunenburg stabbed and killed a customer who had repeatedly complained about delivery problems. Uh-oh. Well, that'll show up, won't it?
Right.
Kevin, did you ever deliver newspapers as a teenager?
I did.
You had that thing.
Yes, I did. Very poorly.
And were there some customers along the route who were never satisfied?
Of course. And then there was the woman who got me fired because I threw her newspaper right through her window.
Oh, no.
In the street.
Did it break the window?
Ran like a little bitch.
like she wouldn't know who threw the newspaper?
Oh, I wonder who threw the newspaper through my window.
Police said on Sunday that the 42-year-old paper man, well, there's part of the problem right there. You shouldn't really
be
delivering.
42 years old?
Yes, you shouldn't really be delivering papers at 42. Got into an argument with a 51-year-old customer outside the customer's home and stabbed him multiple times with a knife. Now, look, I'm just saying, shouldn't you be grateful at this point in 2017 that anyone's getting the newspaper delivered at home?
That there still is a newspaper.
Yes, you have so few customers at this point, you don't kill the ones that you have.
That's a good point.
Just seems like a bad business policy, I think. Dave, the King of Mexico, I'm glad you are in here today.
Yes, sir.
About a year ago, maybe a little less, you were all about the Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
And a lot of the nation was. We used to hear stories all the time about Pokemon. I don't hear much about it anymore. Is it still a thing?
Is it a thing? No. Do people still play it? Yes.
So it's just, it's not white
it's
hot.
Not, it's not the thing it was.
It's it's not. It's like maybe the fifth version of Candy Crush now.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Pokemon Go has gotten countless players up off the couch and on their feet in search of the endlessly charming creatures, this article says. It's been hailed as a great fitness tool. Unfortunately, it seems the pure joy of snatching a particularly elusive monster was a bit too much for one man from Singapore who nabbed a prize catch and then suffered a fatal heart attack in the excitement.
Yes.
67-year-old Lang Wee Ming.
Why is a 67-year-old man playing this game?
Because it's fun, man. You get out there and you get to see the world. You get to walk around your neighborhood, see what's outside.
Well, he was an avid Pokemon Go player, and is this good, Dave? He had a level 28 account.
Ooh, that's pretty good. I mean, it's not, like, the greatest, but, you know, like, I'm at a 22 right now, so, and I haven't played in weeks.
Well, he had a collection of over 200 creatures, but despite his best efforts, one prize Pokemon eluded him, the Lapras. Now, what's the Lapras?
Ooh. Yeah, it's a sea dragon-type creature that you could only find by the water. So,
okay.
Then, and in the latest update, they made a little more available, so they're easier to find now, but they're still, like, hard to get.
Well, that's too late for Lang Wee Ming, though, isn't it?
Right.
Wee Ming finally cornered the rare beast at the Marina Bay Sands Resort in Singapore, where he ultimately caught it. He and his wife frequented the hotel because it was a good spot for Pokemon hunting. His poor wife, by the way.
Right.
She's being dragged all over town looking for Pokemons. They had just come from a birthday celebration when the incident occurred. According to his wife, the excitement of the catch caused him to have a heart attack right on the spot. He was transported to the Singapore General Hospital, was unable to be saved, and passed away shortly thereafter. So I guess that's the takeaway from today's segment is that Pokemon Go kills, right?
Right.
This has been Bean's Death Corner.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
David Anders, terrific actor,
mm-hmm.
returning tonight on the CW in iZombie. Boy, doesn't it seem like that show's been gone like a year, Kevin?
Yeah, I think it has been.
Oh, really?
Honestly, I thought it was just me. I think it was like last spring.
Okay. Well, we're very excited.
Sure, there's a way to look that up, but I don't know what it would be.
We're very excited to have iZombie come back, and we're very excited to welcome David back to the studio. He'll be here just after 7:15 or so this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Let's talk about Justin Trudeau and Matthew Perry in the fight.
What's the? This goes back a number of years, right?
Well, they attended the same school, Rockcliffe Park Public School in Ottawa, And Matthew Perry has said that he beat up Justin Trudeau when they were in, you know, grade school, but he now regrets it.
Mm-hmm.
So then the latest is that Justin Trudeau tweeted something, and I think it may have been an April Fool's thing, but he said he's in for the fight. He's always wanted to punch Chandler in the face.
Oh, a rematch. Okay.
Mm.
So I thought we would talk to Justin Trudeau and find out what's exactly going on with the rematch. Because well, this is going to be pretty strong.
How does the Prime Minister of Canada have time to talk to us about
how
this?
How does he have time to fight Chandler?
That's crazy. Hey, Mr. Trudeau.
Well said.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you? All do is I is, has the time. A lot of people are wondering.
You know, I've seen you on TV many times.
Oh, thank you for watching me on television.
But I've never noticed this accent before, Justin.
Very strong.
Oh, thank you. Hey, it is good to have all the support of our friends in America.
Certainly, yes. You were really...
Is this the end of the segment?
No, that's not the end. Just,
oh, okay.
We're just starting.
A lot of people wonder how I has time to talk to you.
Well, yes, because you're very busy running a country.
I am very busy, eh? We have many things to do here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'm always happy to talk to you.
Okay.
And maybe we can play some hockey sometime.
Well, maybe so. Well, listen, this feud that seems to have sprung up between you and Matthew Perry, it's just all in fun. Like, nobody really wants to fight again at this point.
I do.
Right?
I want to fight him very much so, eh?
Really?
That would be awesome.
Yes, I would like to pull his sweater over his head and drop the gloves and pummel him until they pull us apart until the refs come in.
Okay. It sounds like that's maybe what happened in grade school all those years ago.
Or in a hockey game.
Thank you, Ali, for
You're
knowing
welcome.
What I was talking about. It sounds like it was in grade school, eh? No. Pay attention.
I got it with the sweater over the head.
I will shake your other hand and break it.
Well, I don't need that.
You are such a pussy, eh?
I'm a very strong and powerful man, but I may have met my match that night.
Matthew Perry could beat you up in fifth grade.
Wow. Uh-huh. Mm. So what's the plan here? Where are we going forward on this then?
Where are we at?
If anyone else wants to ask a question, I'll allow it.
How's the fight coming along? Hey, shut up, Omar!
You have a guy named Omar there with you?
The guy who works here in Canada with me in the government, named Omar. He is very helpful, and he's right when he says, oh, man, you are the worst.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 7 o'clock.
We promised you those sold-out three-day passes to Weekend of One and Coachella, and we are going to give them to you immediately after Ralph Garman's Look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
All right. Well, then, nice. Thanks for the setup. Everybody wants me to just be done.
No, not
so
at all.
So get to their passes, their Coachella passes.
Enjoy
go,
Ralph.
Give them away. I'll wait here.
Enjoy we have a game.
I'll wait here.
And we have a game after the top of the hour.
Go. I'll do it.
So, I mean, we're not going to get to it until 7:05 no matter what.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was right after I was done. I thought I had to hurry up. I
mean, no, not at all.
Bad. How you feeling, Allie?
Good.
Is she lied?
You're a liar.
I'm great. I feel great. I feel so good.
You're
like,
not
never
great.
Better.
You're not good. You've got death.
No.
And then Beer Mug now is at the doctor's because he's got death.
Right.
How about people stop coming to work when they have death?
I feel so much better than Saturday and Sunday and Monday.
Great. So you still are full of death.
No. So
are
not.
You full of death? Okay. So maybe.
Not Ebola.
This is why people are awful.
Why?
Well, in Allie's defense, she did stay home when she felt that she was sick and contagious. That's why she wasn't here yesterday.
Yes. And you think she thinks she's good now?
Yeah.
She does think she's good now.
There's no way she does.
Oddly enough, it seems like she does.
Why are you looking at me when you say that, too? Like,
because I'm talking about you.
I know, but you think I look awful. That's where this comes from.
Yeah, I think maybe you're not... You're really in the best of health right now.
I hate you. Ebola. Ebola.
Don't touch your friend. Don't touch you. Don't touch your friend. Don't eat the monkey. Don't touch your friend.
Right?
I feel good.
That's good advice.
I feel good.
This is kind of hard to comprehend in this day and age. But on this week, back in 1964, I know, Kevin, you're a big Beatles fan.
Oh, man. Those. Biggest.
This kind of blows my mind. They had all of the top five slots in the Billboard 100.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Five singles in the top five. They were all Beatles songs. It was just a little thing that I saw on the internet, but Can't Buy Me Love was number one, Twist and Shout was two, She Loves You third, I Want to Hold Your Hand fourth, Please Please Me was fifth.
And when the Beatles arrived in America,
okay, Rod, really, we
really changed.
We don't need to get deep into it, Rodney.
Our lives. I mean, look.
Look.
We grew hair when the Beatles were on television.
Right, we're bald, right?
We started bands.
Finally started a band.
Started dressing cooler.
We had cool clothes.
But before all that happened, this news about the Beatles.
Right.
It was John F. Kennedy was really put everybody in a sad position.
Yeah, that bastard.
And then the Beatles arrived.
Right.
And sort of changed everybody's lives.
Right. And he gave us hair and clothes and bands. Yeah. So we had no hair, nobody played in any bands, and nobody had cool clothes.
Correct.
Hey, so, the Beatles invented us.
They invented
us. Let's put it that way.
They invented us?
Oh. They invented us.
Wow.
Yes. We're all figments of the Beatles' imagination. That's the way
I mean, I take your point, Ralph, in that the Billboard charts have been around for a very long time.
Yes.
And nothing like that had ever happened before, has not happened since, and probably will never happen again.
Right.
Well, and you have songs like...
Meat Free Monday. See? It's a fun day.
Meat Free Monday. It's
How
a fun day.
How is he not all top five singles today?
Right.
With that kind of work.
Right.
He could have Meat Free Monday. He could have Tofu Tuesday. He could have... Wheatgrass Wednesday?
Paul McCartney from the Beatles?
Yeah. Right, that's who that is.
Right. Poor Misha Barton, she's gone through hell. Apparently there's one of her ex-boyfriends out there shopping around a sex tape to the porn outlets, trying to make some money off of...
not all right.
Two of them being together, that is not all right. London's Daily Mail broke the story. Because they were offered a copy of the tape, by the way, for a price. They've seen it and says the video shows Barton having sex with a dark-haired man. And the tape apparently is being offered to the highest bidder with the starting bid being $500,000.
Always sad.
Misha says the tapes were recorded without her permission or knowledge. She's gotten restraining orders against two ex-boyfriends trying to put a clamp down on this. She was on Dr. Phil yesterday talking about it.
Well, what's she doing on Dr. Phil?
Talking about it. What's the matter with you?
Dr. Phil's such a kook. Am I right?
I don't know if he's a kook.
I'm a doctor. I'm saying go on a real news outlet somewhere.
So Kevin can watch.
Right. Or I'll see it.
Right, on the real news.
Right.
Hardcore news. You probably prefer on NPR or something.
Right.
Kevin, that's how you follow.
Exactly.
So you roll.
Thank you, Ralph.
Here's what she had to say about that tape.
When did you first realize that there was a tape of you having sex that was being peddled around?
Several months ago.
How did it get to you?
It got to me because somebody came up to me on the street outside of the building leaving and said, there's something I need to tell you. And I didn't believe it at first. I couldn't believe it because I had loved this person and I didn't think it was possible. And I later learned that it was entirely possible.
What's wrong with people?
A lot.
Right? I feel bad for her.
Yeah, I think she's going through a lot.
Yeah, she seems to have questionable choices with substances and stuff, and it seems like a lot of bad stuff's happening. Sad.
Super sad.
It is super sad. Hey, season 3 of The Fear of the Walking Dead has been scheduled with back-to-back premiere episodes on Sunday, June 4th. So if you're a fan of Fear the Walking Dead, now you know when to set your DVRs or to get ready. AMC will air it back-to-back opening episodes on Sunday, the 4th. You guys watching The Fear as well as The Walking Dead?
I like it very much. Yeah, did you guys see the season finale of Walking Dead?
Did they get all the walkers?
No, they finally did not get all the walkers.
Oh,
no.
I thought maybe that would...
They fought back against Negan, though. But
finally.
Apparently, I'm the only one. Go ahead.
And Negan. And John C. McGinley. How much do we love John?
All.
So much.
He's getting a new comedy on CBS, just announced. A new comedy pilot called Brothered Up, where he will play the commander of a group of cops in a Detroit neighborhood. This could be funny. No?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. Anything he's in.
Cop comedy? Can't think last time we had a cop comedy. I guess Brooklyn Nine-Nine
was
probably the last successful one, so always room for more. Today's celebrity birthdays. Hugo Weaving's 57 years old today. Graham Norton turns 54. David Cross is 53. Robert Downey Jr. is 52. How good does Spider-Man Homecoming look, by the way, speaking of Robert Downey Jr.?
Looks great.
Iron Man makes an appearance in that. David Blaine is 44. Natasha Lyonne is 38. Eric Andre is 34. Bean loves him. It's his favorite.
He does.
And actress, singer Jamie Lynn Spears, younger daughter to Brittany, or sister, rather, is 26 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I'll walk the showbiz beat.
All right, call now if you want to go to Coachella and get tickets to the K-Rock Party House, 1-800-520-1067. You call, we will play a game next.
Kevin, you've also...
Right, absolutely.
Again?
I am playing hurt, by the way.
Oh,
thank
how's
you
your
for
hand?
Noticing.
How's that broken hand?
It's so difficult to even sit
right.
and talk. That's how much
Yeah, because your hand hurts
well,
so much. Because
you sitting on your hand.
Because you crushed it. Right, you went to the doctor, and the doctor said...
How many breaks?
Technically, it wasn't broken, but that doesn't mean it doesn't still hurt. Kevin has often said that Coachella is his favorite time of year, and why not? Check out this lineup this year with Radiohead and with Bon Iver and Lady Gaga and...
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar and New Order and Justice and Lord and Bastille and Dream Car and all the rest. And we want to give away some tickets all this week. We got two chances for you to win every morning this week on the Kevin and Bean Show and then throughout the day on K-Rock. And I think you're going to enjoy this game very much because this is called... Because where's Coachella held, you guys?
It's in Indio, Bean.
It's Indio. In Indio. That's correct. That's why this game is called Indio or Indy No.
Indio or Indy No. Indio or Indy No. No, no. Indio or Indy No. Indio. Indy No. Indio. Indy No. Indio or Indy No.
All right. Here's the game.
Indio,
Indio, Indio, Indio, Indio, Indio.
Or is it Indio?
Indio.
Or is it Indio?
The game is played.
Or Indio.
Okay, now here's your host, Ralph Garvin.
The game is played. It's very simple. In tribute to Indio or Indio.
Indio or Indio.
You have to decide... Which of two facts about Indiana Jones is correct? I will give you two facts about Indiana Jones in the Indiana Jones movies, and you have to tell me which one is correct.
Okay, so just to clarify, the game is not about Coachella.
No.
Also not about Indio.
No, it's about Indy No.
Okay. All right.
Indy Yes or Indy No.
Right.
Depending on which of these facts about Indiana Jones in the Indiana Jones films is true.
Well, I think I see the tie-in. All right, so if you're right, if you guess the correct one of the two facts that Ralph reads, you will be hearing this sound.
And you're going to, you're right.
All right, and if you are incorrect, you'll hear this.
No, we're on the other net. Wrong.
See?
All right.
Who's our first contestant, please? We'll tell you what's going on.
Our first contestant is Carrie in Los Angeles. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi, Carrie. Here are your facts. Tell me which one is true about Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones has flown in a hot air balloon in one of the films, or Indiana Jones has flown in a Zeppelin?
In the Zeppelin.
That's correct. Sorry. Sorry, Harrison.
You're right.
There you go.
Indiana.
Last Crusade, they flew in a Zeppelin. He and his dad.
All right, so Carrie is in the
Dr. Henry next. Jones. I named the dog Indiana. You're Junior.
Next is Justin in Bellflower. Hi. Or Justine.
Justine.
Sorry, Justine. My bad.
Oh, for the love.
So there's an E after the N?
There certainly is an E right there on the screen.
So it's Justine.
Justine.
Indiana or Indiana.
All right, Justine, here are your Indy facts. Tell me which one is real. Indiana Jones has seen a flying saucer, or Indiana Jones has seen a Bigfoot?
Flying saucer.
Flying saucer.
You're right.
Ah, you're right.
Indiana or Indy No.
All right. Crystal Skull, of course. Crystal Skulls.
Yeah, that was a terrible ending, right?
Awful.
Let's go to line three in San Diego. Let's talk to Kel. Kel is on the line.
I think it's Kelly. Kelly.
Oh, there's another silent letter again?
Yes,
okay.
Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
Here are your Indy facts. Indiana Jones has been chased in a mining cart, or Indiana Jones has been chased on snow skis.
Mining cart.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Indiana.
There's there's no way to tell for anyone tuning in, but we are really giving away tickets for weekend one of Coachella and access to the K-Rock Party House with this game called Indio or Indy Now.
Because Indio is where it's held.
Right.
Sure.
All right, let's go to Nikki in Long Beach.
No, just Nick.
Nick
in Long Beach.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Nick, here are your facts. Indiana Jones has met Winston Churchill in the films, or Indiana Jones has met Adolf Hitler?
Adolf Hitler.
You're right.
Yeah.
He was lower
like
energy
than Harrison Ford.
He was lower energy than Harrison.
Thank you, Nick. You hold on. Hey,
we're 4 for 4 so far,
that's
guys.
Right. That's pretty impressive. Why didn't Indiana Jones beat the crap out of Adolf Hitler when he met him, Ralph?
Well, he was surrounded by, I don't know, several armies of Nazis at a Nazi book burning.
Didn't have the opportunity.
Wait, you didn't see Indiana Jones?
If I did, I don't remember.
Well, then don't ask questions.
That's why
the Last Crusade. The Last Crusade. He's in Berlin, and there is that a Nazi book burning, and he's trying to get away from the Nazis, and he turns around, and he runs right into Hitler, and Hitler grabs his book, which has all the clues in it about where to find the Holy Grail, and you think he's going to steal it, and he just opens it up, and he autographs it, and gives it back to Indiana Jones.
Well, it seems like a missed opportunity to take Hitler out. That's all I'm suggesting.
This is the worst thing.
All right, who's next?
Lexine in Whittier. Hi.
Hello.
Lexine. That's a cool name.
That is.
Lexine, here are your Indiana Jones facts. Indiana Jones has once hidden in a grain silo, or Indiana Jones has once hidden in an old refrigerator?
Grain silo.
No, you're on the net. Wrong.
I'm sorry.
All right, we're 4 for 5 now. All right.
Hit an old refrigerator in Crystal Skull to avoid the atomic blast.
Let's go to Armando in Riverside. Hi, Armando.
Morning, guys.
Armando, here are your facts. Indiana Jones once drank blood from a skull or once drank moonshine from a jug?
I say drink blood from a skull.
Yeah. You're right.
Hey, you're right.
Indiana or Indiana.
These are particularly dynamic contestants today, you guys.
Right? How about Ryan in Calabasas? Hi there.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good, Ryan. Here are your Indy facts. Indiana Jones has ridden a camel. Indiana Jones has ridden an elephant.
Elephant.
You're right.
Indiana.
So Ryan knows what's up, as does Armando and Nick and Kelly and Justine and Justin and Carrie. All of them are in the drawing to win tickets for Coachella weekend number one and access to the K-Rock Party House, but there's only going to be one winner. Miss Ellen McKay, who's that, please?
Justine!
Justin, you won!
Oh, I love you guys so much. Thank you.
Congratulations. Enjoy the show. We'll see you at the K-Rock Party House, and thanks for playing the game.
India ho or Indy no.
We have been fans for a long time of actor David Anders, going all the way back to the Alias days, and then Heroes, and The Vampire Diaries, and Once Upon a Time. And, of course, he is the co-star of one of our very favorite shows, returning back on the CW tonight for Season 3, iZombie. Ladies and gentlemen, David Anders is back on K-Rock. How are you, sir?
I am well. Thank you so much for having me again.
How long has it been since iZombie? Because it feels like it's been at least 4 years.
It's been, like 1904,
right?
I think.
Has it been a full year?
It's been
was
a full...
it last spring?
No, we aired season 2 in the fall.
In the fall, okay.
So we did a 19 episode run that ended about now.
A year ago. It was last April when the season 2 finale, because we had you in that week.
Yes. Yes.
So it's been a full year. Now that's no way to run a show.
That's bad planning.
That's not cool.
You're not freaking Game of Thrones. Make some more episodes.
I know. It's been a hot minute. But this is a tight, we were supposed to have a 2-hour finale tonight. I think they've whittled it down to an hour.
Okay. Premiere, you mean?
But for the premiere. Jeez, yeah. Mm-hmm. Premiere. Yeah, it's very confusing.
Because that would have been a short season if you opened tonight with a finale.
One episode. So where did we leave it last April? There was a bunch more zombies. It was a paramilitary group.
Yes.
That's when they blew up the whole Max Rager thing, right?
Yes, they blew up the whole Max Rager thing. And it comes to light that there is this... There's this organization called Fillmore Graves. We have no shame on Izod.
Fillmore Graves.
Fillmore Graves.
Okay.
And they are exactly what you said, Kevin.
Was there some high-fiving going on when somebody came up with that name?
I think, The writers just throw darts at a dartboard. Like, Fillmore Graves, it is. And it's run by the wonderful Andrea Savage. And they're looking to contain zombieism in Seattle. So
to make it like a safe haven city.
Yeah,
right?
A zombie homeland, if you will.
Sure.
And they go around. They do some dastardly things to make that happen. It's a pretty fun season. It's a pretty it goes in a completely not a completely different direction than the previous two seasons, but
That has to feel a little weird in that, not like you're resetting a new show, but it has been a year, so you're sort of having to catch people up.
Yeah.
Yes, no? If people haven't seen the first two seasons,
they
can get it starting tonight? They'll understand it?
I hope so. I mean, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
So they could completely binge themselves to death up until 9 p.m. tonight.
start now, kids.
Get going.
Call what are the what are the unique challenges of playing your character Blaine besides the constant hair dyeing?
Yeah. The challenges are this season Blaine has he's lost his memory. So he's lost a lot of that that witty, that zingy,
right?
Prickish.
That's accurate.
Blaine from before. So he's kind of like a babe lost in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still harvesting brains. He's still taking brains. He's still running the business.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Man's got to eat.
Man's
right?
got to eat. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I know people ask you this all the time, and forgive me, we may have even asked you this in the past, but is any of that stuff palatable at all that you have to eat that pretends to be brains? Is any of it decent?
You know what? The first season I had, Blaine had a chef, you know, at his place called Meat Cute. so they could whip up the brains make them look, make them edible, frankly, for me. And
now they just take stuff off of the table with food and they just bring it over?
Yeah, there's the prop table is full of, like, excess brains that are
meat-like
made of,
substance.
That are made of agar-agar, Japanese gelatin that has a coconut hint to it.
Mm-hmm. Is that good?
No.
you love it.
We have a spit bucket standing by at all times.
Really?
But sometimes, you know, throughout a scene, you have to swallow it. So there's no
right?
cut. There's no cut. Yeah.
He's talking about something else, Bean.
No, I understand. I got it. And everybody's, again, because it's been so long, everybody's just still alive. We didn't lose any major characters last year, right?
No, of the
group of the ones we love of Clive and Ravi and everybody. You guys are all still alive. Major's still alive, right?
Yes, we are all still alive. Allie, Peyton, Ravi, Malcolm. Yeah, everybody. Yeah, the whole all six of us. And Allie Michalka is now a season regular. Did she become a season regular last year?
I don't know, but anyway, she should be a season regular on every show,
she should
by
be,
the way.
She is not hard on
including this
eyes.
One. Sorry, Allie.
And she's fantastic.
Pull some strings and get her on the Kevin and Bean Show. Would you please, for us, David?
I will.
Because we'd enjoy that very much.
Are you just saying that like as a showbiz, I will?
No, I she would love to come out here.
All right.
Yeah.
It'd be super fun. All right, so iZombie returns tonight after a year, and I'm telling you, I know we were all in on this show from episode one. We've always told our audience that this is one of those shows that you may not think is for you, but it really is for you. And by the way, talk about the pedigree, talk about the genius behind iZombie is Veronica Mars' Rob Thomas.
Yes.
So people who loved that show should know this show is super fun.
Yes, and we killed the other Rob Thomas last year on the show.
Yeah, didn't he sing on the show?
Yeah, he sang.
He did.
He sang. Yes, he sang. Yeah, he absolutely did.
So it's tonight at 9 p.m. on the CW. iZombie comes back. David Enders is in the studio. Can we take a quick break?
Yes.
And we'll be right back. Talking iZombie, returning tonight on the CW Channel 5 at 9 p.m. for Season 3. David Anders in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Listen to this, David. You'll love this email from a listener, Randy. iZombie. My wife has zero interest in zombie movies or zombie shows, but this is our whole family's favorite show by far. We are on a personal mission to recruit as many people as we can to make sure that that show stays on the air. That's what Randy says. How great is that?
That's fantastic.
Well, that's the thing about this show is it does have zombie in the name, but it's really very little about zombies.
Right. Yeah. It's
you know, I've even said, if you're not into The Walking Dead because it's too gross, this is nothing like that.
Nothing
it's
like
a whole
that.
Different feel.
It's fun and funny. Right?
I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's the best zom-com rom-drom in the history of television.
Do you want to keep saying that?
I want to keep saying it.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Until it's in the Urban Dictionary. It's very funny, and it's very light, and although we go in a heavier direction this season, the humor is still there, and sure there's brains being eaten.
I mean,
there's brains being eaten,
but it's not
gross.
Like real life.
Yeah, it's just like
I'm glad David is here. One of the reasons we enjoy having David in is because, like us, he is a crazy, crazy music fan. And you and Kevin never hooked up at Coachella last year like you were planning on, right?
We didn't.
We texted 1,000 times back and forth. Where are you? Where are you? Okay, I'm here. All right, let's meet later. Never did.
It's easy to lose people in that crowd, though.
But we saw each other briefly at the Crow Q party with,
house,
with
yeah.
Edward Sharpe playing, right?
Yep, yeah. Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just for a second.
But not at the festival. so hard.
Kevin, I did some deep research ahead of this interview.
Okay.
And I will give you a dollar if you can guess what the first concert was that David Anders went to.
Ooh, wow.
His first concert, what was it?
Wow.
Everybody gets a guess. Allie, you get a guess. Chip, you get a guess. Kevin, you get a guess.
Wait, we only get a dollar?
Deep
you
cuts.
Only, you get a dollar if you guess, yes.
Deep cuts with Kevin and Bean.
First concert he ever went to.
Mm-hmm. That's very memorable for a young man or woman, that first music experience mm-hmm. you have when you go to a show.
I'm going to say Plain White Tees.
Plain White Tees.
I'm going to say The Cure.
Ooh, that would be.
Plain White Tees is closer. Chip, what's your guess?
Oh, no. Squirrel Nut Zippers.
That's another
Squirrel
excellent
Nut
guess.
Zippers. Oh, my God.
Allie McKay, your guess, please.
Okay, you said that Plain White Tees is closer.
Closer?
Okay, I'm going to go Weezer.
Weezer.
David Anders, what was the first concert you ever went to, sir?
Crash Test Dummies.
Oh,
wow.
Is that what your research told you, Ben?
Wow. That was the answer.
Oh, my wow. God. I can't believe I told anybody that.
I can't believe you even said it now.
I can't believe I just said it now.
And you went to that concert and you thought, wow, that guy's got a deep voice.
God, I don't remember.
How did that happen?
They were playing at this place called Brit Festivals in Jacksonville, and I went with my buddy and his hippie parents, who, I mean, we enjoyed them because we were like 12 or 11.
Sure, plus it's a festival that you're at.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, and it was a, you know, it's one of those where you sit down, you have a picnic, and you watch the Crash Test.
I've never talked to anybody other than David who has been to every single music festival that exists ever, including many festivals that I am not aware of.
We're checking them off. Yep. Yeah, we did. You know, after Coachella, we did the Primavera Sound last year, and
which is in Spain.
In Spain, in España, mm-hmm. in Barcelona, which is one of my favorite cities.
Do you do Lollapalooza? Do you do Bonnaroo?
I haven't done Lollapalooza or Bonnaroo or
have
Glastonbury.
You seen the lineup?
But
have you seen the lineup for Lollapalooza this year? Because this might be your
it's
year.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Pretty fantastic. Yeah. Right?
You are a... Is it fair to say you are a musician yourself, David?
I am. I dabble. Yeah, I've been laying down an album with my buddy David Poe, who's a fantastic musician.
What do you play?
I don't play much.
Do you sing?
I sing. I write and I sing.
Oh.
And on the show, you know, they have me playing piano. So I dabble on the keys, but I'm terrible at it, and I don't trust it. So we do a lot of faking on the show.
Okay,
it's easy to sell. It's easy to sell playing the piano. Just don't do too much.
Right,
you know?
Just don't overact.
Exactly.
What kinds of songs do you write?
The first cut we did was a dance song, which was crazy.
Called?
Search Party.
Search Party.
And this next one that David just cut together and sent to me last night after I did this big press function, it's called Road Woes.
Road woes.
Road woes.
And,
what, okay.
And what's your plan for this music? How will it escape
I have
into
no
the
idea.
World?
It's just one giant experiment.
Because you can put anything up on SoundCloud and just get your instant feedback.
It's absolutely true.
It doesn't have to be fancy anymore. You don't need a you know a label or anything or promotion.
That's it. That's it. And, you know, as much as I love music and I love the process of making it now, too, and it's always been...
Are you nervous about the reaction? Does that hold you back from wanting the world to hear it? Because people, you know, as they do, they want to put everybody in a box, and they go, well, I know this guy from one thing, so he can't do the other thing.
Which, yeah. By the way, just is true a lot of the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty good, Dean. So
it's odd because you were just saying the opposite of that about 30 seconds ago.
Well, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at the writing and the singing.
Okay.
And then I surround myself with guys like David Poe, and it's like, oh, geez,
gotcha.
This is actually this
well,
is
now
actually
I'm intrigued, David. Now yeah. I want to hear this, man.
Hey,
let's
man.
Let's hear some Search Party.
When are we going to see you at Coachella performing?
We're years away.
Okay.
We're years away. I'm on the sophomore squad. You got to be at least JV.
Now, when you
Coachella.
Say years, is that 10 or 3?
5 years.
Five.
Okay. 5 years. All right, let's save this tape.
All right. Like we're still going to be doing the show, Bean.
I'm gonna text some cuts to Kevin, and then you guys can listen
that.
To it. Yeah.
Okay.
Do that.
Good deal. Look forward to it. All right. Sadly, we're out of time, you guys.
Oh, come on!
But I want to make sure the message is clear. iZombie is back. iZombie is great, and you guys should be watching it tonight as it returns for season 3 on the CW at 9 p.m. Channel 5. Do not miss it, David. Any final words, please?
Yeah. I mean, you said exactly what I was about to say. Watch iZombie tonight. It's always a pleasure to be here in the studio with you guys.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for coming in. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ.
Hey!
Speaking of Radiohead.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Good ending.
Speaking of Radiohead, we've already given away one pair of tickets this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show for weekend one of Coachella, where Radiohead is performing. We got another pair 1 hour from right now. So keep listening if you want to be there. And also the K-Rock Party House as well. We're going to have tickets for that as well. 7:54 Tuesday morning, Ralph Garman time. What's going on?
Speaking of tickets, tickets for Hollywood Babylon are on sale for Saturday night show. Saturday night this week. This week it's a Saturday night. I can't go Friday night. I can't do Friday night because I've got the daddy-daughter dance on Friday night.
Ah.
Aww.
Yeah. Taking my lovely little daughter out for our daddy-daughter dance night at her school.
I remember those.
Do you?
So good. Are you doing like a little dinner before giving her a little corsage?
I don't think it's a real date.
It's not a date.
I don't know what kind of creepy thing is going on in your household, but I'm just taking my kid to a dance. That's all I'm doing, all right? Buying her flowers.
I feel like Allie's memory involves a hotel room. This is weird.
Oh. I hate you all so
much. Wow, it got dark. Anyway, the point is, Saturday night, we're doing a special Saturday Night Babylon this week. Kevin Smith and I taking the stage at the Improv on Melrose. It is a bull-assed. Boy, last week's show was fun. Come join us, won't you? Go to improv.com for information and to get your tickets. Just click on Hollywood and then on Hollywood Babylon, and you can get your tickets. And, my boy Kevin Smith will be in tomorrow, by the way, on the Kevin and Bean Show. To talk about his episode of The Goldbergs, which is airing tomorrow night, that he directed. It's going to be a good time.
He looks like a pussy.
Speaking of which, how's your hand, Bean?
Oh, we'll get the update.
I'm in a lot of pain.
We'll get the update coming up in a little bit.
I'm playing hurt. Why do you ask, Ralph?
Bean's really in trouble.
Oh, just because everybody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about Bean's hand. And, you know, he shook some guy's hand and almost lost it. Almost lost his hand because he shook someone else's hand.
Right.
For a while Sunday, I thought they were going to have to amputate it. I was going to need a hook.
Yeah, we were all thinking that. Because, let's face it, shaking a hand is a dangerous proposition at best. I mean, who gets their hand hurt from shaking a hand?
No one I've ever met in my life.
Did you hear the new song? Did you hear the new song?
No.
You didn't hear the song?
No.
It's all over the radio. Let me play a little snippet.
All right.
Then don't shake my hand, my itty I'm a giant pussy. And if you shake my hand, my itty bitty hand, you might kill this pussy man, Bean.
Have you heard the song?
That's the best song I've ever heard.
Shooting up the charts.
My wife calls me her little soap bubble.
What?
Soap bubble.
Right, because it's
pops
a very
easily fragile.
It's a very fragile thing.
I'm the healthiest man I know.
I am the healthiest man in the world.
Stop.
I'm going to live to be 100.
That. You're a gnarled mess.
First of all, I'm going to outlive every one of you
this
in that
just
room.
It's not possible.
And I will personally pee on each of your graves.
Oh,
personally. Guaranteed.
That got weird.
Like, that'll be working by the time we're
right?
dead. Yeah.
You don't have any control of that.
Yeah, really.
Can we
Good
play
luck with
that?
Your catheter.
Do you mind if we play the song again? Because I liked it a lot.
Sure.
Yeah, let's play it.
Don't shake my hand, my itty bitty head, because I'm a giant pussy. And if you shake my hand,
sloppy rhymes, I think. But look, who am I to complain? Because it's shooting up the charts.
It's a hit.
It's a hit. It's a hit. I like it. I like it. I'm going to buy it. It's a hit. Beer Mug's not here today because he's got alley disease.
It's so not a disease.
Which is the plague?
It's not a plague.
So he is.
It's the plague.
He's undergoing some sort of blood replacement therapy or whatever to fix it.
Dude, this is. This is a new level for the Mugs. This is a mess.
It doesn't mean he's not in our hearts and minds, especially when we're giving away a spot to play poker at his table at K-Rock's Guys Night Out at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino this Friday.
You sure?
Yes.
I hear a lot of good things about the bikes today.
I do, too. Thebike.com is the website if you want to check it out. And if you'd like to play poker with Beer Mug at his table, probably, on Friday, then you can get a rack of chips worth $200. If your caller number, caller number 21. Caller number 21.
I can't wait.
21 right now, since you got to be 21 years of age or older.
Going for the butt.
In order to play in the tournament at K-Rock's Guys Night Out at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino this Friday. Why don't you give us a call, that caller number 21, at 1-800-520-1067. You'll win a spot at Beer Mug's table, probably, and you'll get $200. In chips, more than likely.
Oh, so, yeah, that's how it's done. Oh, yeah.
All that happening as we speak.
Most likely.
We'll have to wait and see. Kara's Guys Night Out, by the way. Girls welcome. I want to keep that in mind. Girls welcome. That's why they have the go-go dancers, because girls love go-go dancers.
They do. That's true, Ralph.
Yeah. I heard you guys promoting that on the commercial. I was like, well, that must be the draw for the ladies.
Because
all the ladies they're also inviting love them some go-go dancers.
Right.
Plus, when you go to play this Friday night at Beer Mug's table, you might also end up on TV.
Anything can happen. That's the exciting part about living in Southern California.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jamie Lynn Spears is 26 years old today. She is the baby sister of Britney Spears. Eric Andre's 34. Natasha Lyonne left a note on the door. She said, "Sonny, move out to the country." Right? No.
Billy Joel?
38 years old today. David Blaine is 44. Robert Downey Jr. is 52. David Cross is 53. Graham Norton, TV show host.
I love
his show over there on BBC America. 54 years old today. Hugo Weaving celebrates his 57th birthday. And Craig T. Nelson of Poltergeist fame, and also the coach in Parenthood, 73 years old today. You moved the headstones, but you didn't move the bodies! I'm Ralph Carman. I welcome Showbiz B.
I think we have time to include some phone calls from Kevin and Bean listeners this morning on what's good. How about you guys?
Absolutely.
Yep.
You can call on any topic. You got questions, you got comments, you got problems, you got propositions. We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Give us a call. You want to talk about the game last night? You want to talk about the return of baseball? Anything else on your mind, give us a call. 1-800-520-1067. By the way, if we have time, Allie, and I'm sure you saw this in the Times this morning, we have to talk about how Vin Scully spent his first opening day that he wasn't in the booth for the Dodgers.
Oh.
It was fascinating what he did yesterday instead of even watching the baseball game.
Hookers and blow?
I don't want to give it away, but maybe that'll come up in What's Good and we can talk about it. Okay. First, though, WrestleMania 33 was Sunday night, and I got to tell you, I don't follow a lot of wrestling news, but a lot of people seem to be very excited about a lot of things that went on that card on Sunday night. Am I wrong?
No. It's funny. The people who are in are all in.
All in.
Our friend Seth Green was tweeting about it like crazy. I was like, he is so happy right now.
It happened in Orlando, Florida, and there was a bunch of news that was made in the world of the WWE. And we thought, you know what? That's not really our area. We're not the experts here, but we know someone who is. It might be fun to bring our old friend Brick Rockhart back on the Kevin and Bean Show and see what Brick has to say about it. How are you, sir?
I couldn't be more pumped. How are you?
Thank you. We're doing fine. You mean 2 days later, this WrestleMania 33 still has you excited?
Most amazing WrestleMania ever! Are you with me? Who's with me, fellas?
Well, how come? What was it that made you so happy, Brick?
Everything was awesome. That's why. First of all, we got the return of Jim Ross. Can you believe it? JR back in the booth. I love that voice.
Yeah, he just signed a 2-year deal, so we're going to have even more.
He's back.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
And then, of course, the saddest part was the farewell to the dead man. Are you with me? Do you miss the dead man? I miss the dead man.
The Undertaker?
So this was the retirement of the Undertaker. Was this a surprise, Brick?
What a surprise. I couldn't believe he went up against Roman Reigns. I can't believe he lost to that guy. First of all, boo! Boo! But then he laid down his duster and his hat there in the center of the ring. And I got to tell you, my butthole rolled a tear.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
John Cena and Nikki Bella are now engaged.
They got
Can
engaged.
You believe that?
Right.
Yes. That was so touching.
It was.
Very romantic.
Oh, I got that on one knee. He brought that ring that he probably created with pressure from his butt cheeks. Tried to put a lump of coal in his butt cheeks and flexed him until he got a diamond.
There's a lot of butt talk today, Brick.
Sure gave it to that beautiful Nikki Bella. Oh, can you imagine how yoked their kids are going to be? Their kids are going to be swole. That kid's going to pop out and start dropping bows at other kids in the nursery. Cannot wait for them to procreate.
I don't think babies come out swole.
Oh, giant babies!
Okay. You're awfully excited about someone else's kids.
The return of the Hardy Boys. Can you believe that?
Hardy Boys. Now, who are the Hardy Boys?
The Hardy Boys are back. They defeated Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. Why? Because they don't have a cool name like the Hardy Boys. Sad, though. Some of my legends, some of my favorites all disappeared. Triple H gone. Goldberg gone. Undertaker. Oh. They all lost. I couldn't believe it. But I was happy to see Mojo Rawley. Mojo Rawley took it. And I was so happy to see a little help. A little help from a paying fan. A little paying fan came out of the audience and gave him a little help. A guy I like to call Gronk.
Yeah. Right?
He's a paying fan. How can that happen?
Right? Did you see the security lady try and keep him down, but he wasn't?
How was a paying fan able to come out of the crowd and do that in the ring?
Magic.
He was a paying fan.
Do you want me to play the audio? I have that.
How could you play the audio? He was just a paying fan.
Right.
Fan cannot just walk into the ring. I don't care if it is Gronkowski. He may be the greatest tight end in the NFL, but he is a paying fan. What's the biggest event? What is Gronk going to do?
God, it's the biggest event Gronk's ever been involved in.
Wait.
It's WrestleMania. Gronkowski's in the ring.
He's setting up.
What is Gronk clean by Gronk?
Oh, my God.
That was crazy.
That's unacceptable.
Right. And the biggest thing he's ever been involved in.
The biggest thing. I don't care if he's the best tight end in the NFL. Right. He was in WrestleMania 33. But he was just a paying fan.
All right, let's get to these calls, shall we? 1-800-520-1067. Kevin Beans, what's good? Hit it, Steve.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
I did go to the doctor yesterday. It's a miracle I'm here today with my serious hand injury.
Sure, man.
I think Jody is calling to commiserate because apparently Jody in Huntington Beach has also been through the pain of having your hand just crushed into dust by a strong man.
Hey, Jody.
Hi, me.
Hey, Jody.
Yes, I had a real bona fide fractured hand.
It hurts, right?
It's a far cry from what happened to you.
I'm sorry, Jody. Let me just stop for a second. Bean, was your hand crushed?
Yes, my hand was crushed into
was
dust.
Was it fractured?
Well, I'm going to tell you exactly what the doctor had to say in a few minutes. But
okay.
Let's see what Jody's got. Now, Jody, you got hurt just like that. Same dude?
No, this was my own superhuman strength to blame.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you fracture your hand?
I, in a moment of pure adrenaline when I was ready to miss an airplane. I was strapped, I was connecting two bags together with one of those piggyback strap things, yeah. And I squeezed so hard, my bone snapped.
Oh, she broke her own bone with her strength. That's the opposite of Bean.
The opposite of Bean, exactly.
Well, how dare you? I don't like the way I'm being colored in this example. I really don't. Well, I'm glad you're okay, Jody. You and I will bond over broken bones
sure,
for life. Thank
right.
you for the call. Let's go to a Simba. He's in Aliso Viejo. He is up next on line two, please.
Hey, Simba.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's good?
Yeah, well, I used to live in Aliso Viejo, and now I just sort of meander around from town to town trying to find a place to stay, trying to find a warm bed.
Okay.
I put all my money in Twitter after Bean said I should buy it.
Oh, no. And that was a good choice or a bad choice? What did you buy it at?
I bought it at, when it first came out, at $35. I think it was like $42.
$42.
Bean kept going off. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what is it now?
$14.
It's at 14.
Now, I'm not good with the stock market. If you bought it 42 and now it's at 14, is that good?
I think you sell, right?
So let's just say my kids aren't going to college.
All right.
Oh, okay. Simba.
All right. I don't remember telling everybody else they should buy. I was just sharing the decision that I made.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Simba, if you follow Bean in any way, that's on you.
I remember him saying, sell everything, sell the house.
He did say
sell
that.
Sell the kids
yeah.
if you've got them.
He did say that. That's true. That is true.
Well, Simba, I'm sorry it didn't work out for either of us, but thank you very much for the call. They got to figure out a way to make money with this thing. It's a thing. It's a thing that's going to stick around that people like and use, right?
Well, at least every update they make makes it worse.
Well,
so
they got that going for them. Let's go to Sherry in Apple Valley. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, how are you guys?
We are good. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm great.
What's good?
Well, I don't know if it's good or bad, but ever since April Foolishness,
mm-hmm.
my boyfriend keeps practicing the Steve-O to show me he can do it.
Oh, no.
Oh yes. I'm going to say bad.
For folks who weren't there with us at the Shrine on Saturday night, Steve-O did a thing where he took off all of his clothes except for his boxers and then was just swinging around on stage whatever was in his boxers. And then the boxers came down.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did a thing where he took all of the outer bits and tucked them in so that you could only see them if you were behind him. And that's where we were. We were behind him.
Which is unfortunately where we stood.
So it was like acid in the eyes.
But he didn't actually tuck. It was the motion of his gyrations,
motion, yes.
right?
Yes. Yeah, he did it hands-free. He tucked hands-free.
Sherry, out of curiosity, how many motions does it take for his to swing back?
I didn't exactly count. I'm going to say maybe three or four times.
Congratulations, but, Sherry.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
But you just know there's probably 1,000 other guys that went home and tried the same thing.
I mean, yeah. Yes.
And by home, the parking lot.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it was a memorable moment in April Foolishness. And we love Steve-O, and we certainly let him do a stunt on stage without us having any idea what it was. That's the kind
hey,
of high-quality decisions we make.
Yes?
Sure.
You want me to tell you what it is? No.
Let's talk to – should we talk to Anna real quick? She's on line five. Should we talk to her son about this time yesterday? Anna's in Walnut. Hey, Anna, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
What up? This is Crazy Mom.
Crazy Mom.
I'm Julian's mom.
Julian, our opening act, backstage, was FaceTiming with his mom, and his mom
aww.
Was jumping around like a crazy person.
She sure was.
It was really sweet. It was really sweet how excited you were.
I was so excited. Besides being excited for him, my God, I was excited just to meet you guys. I've been
a fan
forever.
That's sweet. Well, by now you know this, but Julian was a home run on Saturday night. It couldn't have gone any better for him, and the audience just loved him. So you really have every right to be proud. He's very funny.
I am so proud. I want to cry. Yes, I am very happy for him.
We were very happy as well.
I think he's going to be very successful.
I hope so.
Hope so, yes. too. All right. Thank you, Anna,
yes.
for calling. We appreciate
Thanks.
It.
All right,
let's do one more. This is Dale. He's in L.A., line four. He wants to call about NCAA bracket. Of course, North Carolina won their national championship last night that eluded them last year. What's up, Dale?
Hey, guys, have you ever won your bracket? Because I did.
This is not Dale. This is Dave, the king
on.
Of Mexico.
Right
wow. Oh, yeah. It was awesome watching North Carolina win and all the streets.
Oh.
Oh, no.
We got disconnected.
The phone's something.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. What a shame. What's good?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:54.
Hey, Fate of the Furious, you guys, coming out in theaters everywhere on April 14th. We have a K-Rock Advanced screening at the AMC Century City Theater where you can see it early, 3 days early. And we're going to make it super easy for you to win those tickets. If you love the Fast and the Furious franchise like we do, here's my friend Kevin to tell you how you can win it between now and 10 a.m.
One of the stars of the movie will come on and say their name and that they're listening, and you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. I could have said that better.
Nope.
I mean,
was it perfect? Yes. Okay, good.
No.
You were the best.
It wasn't perfect.
No.
At what you do.
Okay, Charlize Theron.
So you will hear
Ludacris. Sorry, yeah. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Charlize, Ludacris, as you mentioned, Vin Diesel, Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham, any of them. So they come on and tell you you're listening to Kevin and Bean. You give us a call at 1-800-520-106. We'll give five pairs of tickets away for the advanced screening of The Fate of the Furious. Ralph is here now. Time for another look at the showbiz beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
You said Vin Dweezel.
Did I?
Amazing.
No, Bean did.
Oh, okay, good.
You guys are the best team ever.
Thank you, Ralph.
One tries to help out the other and no. It just gets worse.
Great. It's like Evan and Costello have nothing on you guys.
But they were doing it on purpose.
Meet the Mummy or Frankenstein the Wolfman. You should make a series of Kevin and Bean films.
I'm not positive.
I'd watch that.
That'd be the best. Yeah. Two hapless goofs just trying to make their way through wacky circumstances.
I feel like we can make that happen.
I don't know why I remember this, Ralph, but we had a listener who called into the show very early in our run, like in the first few years. They called in, and the guy was so excited to talk to Kevin Bean. He said he worked in the industry. And he said, I'm serious, you guys. There has to be a Kevin and Bean movie. You guys have to make a movie.
He's right.
And, of course, that's a ridiculous concept.
Nope.
So we said, what would the movie be? Like, what would we even do? And he said, you take Kevin and Bean and you put him in a situation.
Right.
That's
all you need.
Situation.
And I always thought, did we make a mistake by hanging up on that guy? Would our lives have been different had we followed through and made the Kevin and Bean movie?
Absolutely should have.
Because we would have been in a situation.
Right.
Well, he's right. Any situation, you guys would make it worse, and then that would make that funny. Slam dunk.
We are able to make everything worse. That is true.
Vin Dweezel.
This was a success.
Although I did enjoy the adventures of Kevin and Bean. Remember that series you guys had on ABC and NBC for a while?
That was skydiving
and you like that sang with the Temptations.
So good.
That was Mark and Brian, awesome. Guys. That wasn't us. That was actually
funny.
Mark and Brian.
That was a good show. Sorry to see that end.
That wasn't us.
Let's talk about show business. Bruce Springsteen's got a lot of fans, right? There was a hardcore Bruce Springsteen collector who was selling off all of his memorabilia. Billboard.com says this guy has more than 300 Springsteen-related pieces, including the 1957 Chevy Bel Air convertible that Bruce Springsteen sat parked in for hours and wrote Born to Run.
It's a waste of gas.
He was driving. He was sitting in.
Jesus.
How much gas do you think you use while you're parked?
I mean,
the engine was running while he was parked?
Of course.
Why would you think the engine was running while someone was parked?
Don't be stupid.
In a convertible. In a convertible Chevy Bel Air. He's running air conditioning from a 1957 Chevy Bel Air, which does not have air conditioning and is a convertible.
You didn't hear a word, did you?
You weren't listening at all.
Okay, explain to me exactly what I did wrong.
You're still thinking about being in a situation with Bean and what that would be like.
That is possible.
Literally not a word.
Didn't hear any of it.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen had an old car too, though, Ralph. Why didn't you mention him?
Right?
The lot of collectibles is going on sale. How much do you think for everything?
Hard to say. I mean, I don't know anything except for the car that you mentioned. I mean, does he have some significant stuff? Does he have handwritten lyrics or clothes that Bruce wore or anything like that? What's this collection about?
Bruce Springsteen.
What's this collection about?
I assume he's got all good stuff. It's all good things.
Well, still hard to put a number
okay.
on that.
Don't play along, man. $7.5 million. Just ask you to say a goddamn number. That's
any number.
To it. It's not a deposition. It's not going to come back and bite your ass in court. It's a silly little showbiz report. I would like you to just throw a number out so I can give the real answer. That's all I'm asking for.
He needed an itemized
list. God
damn
it. It's like he's...
Pete is very precise. Pete is very precise. He needs to know.
My Lord. What was I asking that was so hard for you to do?
Look, you can't just say the guy has
so
a question.
So what? Yes, just say it. Say $8. Say a dollar. Say $1 billion. Say any number. That's all you have to do.
For all I know, he just has copies of Springsteen albums and some posters.
What
I don't know what's in his collection.
What difference could it possibly make?
Look,
to a stupid little showbiz report where you can't just say a number.
It hurts when I laugh, so please stop.
Your hand?
Your hand that's not injured?
Where's
your hand?
I wish that guy grabbed you by the throat. Shook in your throat. Here, nice to meet you. Let me shake your throat. The rest is windpipe.
I just think you're terrific.
I hope we'll be talking to Mr. Springsteen tomorrow about the collection that's going to be sold, because
I hope so too.
Enjoy that very much.
No, because we don't have all the details in the collection.
Well, maybe that's what
he would. He wouldn't possibly dare mention anything about that without having a full catalog of all 300 items.
I hope Bruce isn't mad.
It's impossible to say.
Well, it is.
But you imagine being cross-examined.
But he wasn't asking you for an accurate answer. He was going to give you the accurate answer. You were just supposed to guess.
Ballpark.
I may have misread the situation.
Any type of guess.
It's a lot of waste of gas, I think. Look at what I'm dealing with on both sides.
I'm looking pretty good, huh? Pretty bad.
I'll take you and your virus every day of the week, Allie.
Thank you.
That was a misunderstanding.
Right?
This is the kind of situation you could put Kevin and Bean in. It would make for a hilarious comedy feature film. Today's celebrity birthdays. Hugo Weaving is 57 years old today. Graham Norton is 54. David Cross is 53 years old today. Robert Downey Jr. is 52. David Blaine, the magician, is 44. Natasha Lyonne is 38. Eric Andre, very funny man, is 34. And Jamie Lynn Spears celebrates her 26th birthday. Quickly, new releases on DVD today, if you still watch the DVDs. Rogue One, Star Wars Story.
All right.
Office Christmas Party with Jason Bateman. And I did want to mention Don't Kill It, starring Dolph Lundgren, is available today on DVD. Remember, we had Dolph in for that film.
Yeah. We did.
He plays a demon hunter. Greatest guy ever, Dolph Lundgren. Great interview. Great
guy. He was.
He was awesome.
Told you guys. You wouldn't
listen. You were not on board, I think, initially when I pitched the idea.
I said, great
guy,
great interview.
And he came in here and he won you over. You're like, woo! That was sure a waste of gas, that interview, I think you said afterwards. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Holy crap.
Man.
Right?
I don't think anyone could be worse than Trump for international relationships.
How dare you?
You guys have just beat him with that phone call to Canada. I'm pretty sure we're at war now.
We do good work. That's what I know. It is 9:39 now, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph Garman.
Big breaking news in the world of television and sports.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
Looks like we have confirmation. Number 9. Number 9 for the Dallas Cowboys, Tony Romo, will no longer be a quarterback.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
It seems like the news is already out. He will, in fact, be joining CBS's broadcast crew. He'll be paired with Jim Nantz.
Oh. And now a breaking news bulletin.
As part of the network's A-team when it comes to NFL coverage, he will be replacing former New York Giants quarterback Phil Simms in the booth.
Wow.
Yes.
Which is great because Phil Simms is awful.
But do you know if Tony Romo is good?
Who?
Tony Romo? Do you know if he's good at that?
We have no idea because we've never seen him do that.
Well, that's what I thought. So how do you know he's not going to be worse than Phil Simms?
I don't know.
Not possible?
He may be, but it would have to be really, really awful. Here's all I know. Pussy.
Says the Eagles fan.
Oh, my back. Oh, my collarbone. I can't hold a punt. Can't hold a kick.
I
think he would have played if he could have, Ralph.
I mean, he's a cowboy, Bean. You do have to take that into account.
All right.
Why? And plus, he could play. He was on the sidelines for the last three or four games of the season.
Available.
Ready to play.
Right.
So how can you say he would play if he could? Because he can play and he's not playing.
No, I meant the original injury. He was legitimately hurt when
I mean the now.
Okay.
He's getting out of the sport.
But now that he's retiring.
Because scared.
Because he doesn't want to play for another team, right?
Because he's scared. Ooh, don't hurt me. A big man shook my hand. That's what he said once.
Did he say that once?
Yes.
Do you
guys... that would be lame.
Agree with me that Troy Aikman is among the best who has gone from the field to the booth.
Yes.
I like Aikes. Yeah.
I do.
I think he's real good.
He's teamed up with that tremendous douchebag Joe Buck, but I think his work is pretty strong.
Kevin.
I like him as well.
You're going to let that stand?
I do too. I'm a fan of both.
I like Joe Buck as well.
They have to say, coming out of the locker room at halftime, what happened out there on the field, don't you think, Troy? Oh, you pretentious douchebag.
Oh, I love it so much.
Freaking worst.
You have a lot of hate.
There's no way that those guys can feel good about the performance they put in this quarter. You gotta think, they're looking at each other, asking, why aren't we giving any effort? What do you think, Troy? When's football start, by the way? When's that happening?
I think that's a ways.
5 months?
From now, yeah.
Hockey's coming to an end.
September,
soon.
October-ish, I think.
We got no sports between hockey and football.
There's
what's a man supposed to do all summer long?
I mean, there's baseball, you guys. I mean,
sorry, you're breaking up.
Yeah, I was asking about what a man's supposed to do.
Come on.
Harrison Ford almost parked on top of a jumbo jet.
Is this another?
No, this is regarding
this is the last
that,
one.
That minor skirmish that he had in February. Well, the FAA has just ruled that it's fine. Nah, whatever.
Really?
He will retain his pilot's license without restriction.
Yes.
The FAA has concluded. Excellent. After a full investigation into the matter, it's all good.
Are we so okay this with this?
This is the old person who drives into the farmer's market,
well,
and they still let him keep his license.
He missed the market. He didn't actually get to the market, so I guess until he does.
This time.
It's going to be fine. Oof. Don't forget, he also crashed his plane on a golf course in 2015, ran off a runway in 2000, had a helicopter accident. He's not.
He does good work.
So. This Jennifer Lopez, Alex Rodriguez thing is for real. He was just on The View, and he was gushing about Jennifer Lopez, said that she's an amazing, amazing girl, one of the smartest human beings I've ever met, and also an incredible mother, said A-Rod.
Also hot.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
She's also hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He also said that his girlfriend has a soft spot for chocolate chip cookies and ice cream. Well, who doesn't, A-Rod?
Right?
That she was an awesome track star in high school.
Really?
And that despite her diva reputation, she's a very simple person, A-Rod said about Jennifer Lopez.
Hmm.
It's amazing. Alex Rodriguez.
Come on! Come on!
You can't just do that! There's a whole thing that goes with that.
I think we
no time.
Worst. Hey, Saturday night, what are you doing? I know what you're doing. You're going to go to the Improv on Melrose, the world-famous Improv Comedy Club, Saturday night at 10 p.m.
Can I go there Friday as well? Because my schedule just cleared up.
No, you can go Saturday. Kevin Smith and I are doing our Hollywood Babylon show on Saturday this week.
Ah.
So if you work on Friday nights or something, never had a chance to come, come on out and see us. Kevin Smith, me, Hollywood Babylon, the Improv on Melrose. Go to improv.com for more details and for tickets. We're going to talk to Kevin. We're going to talk to Kevin tomorrow. As a matter of fact, he'll be stopping by to talk Goldbergs. He directed the most recent episode that airs tomorrow night, all about the premiere of the 1989 film Batman, starring Michael Keaton.
Ah.
So it seems to be appropriate subject matter for my buddy. Today's celebrity birthdays. Hugo Weaving's 57 years old today. Graham Norton turns 54. David Cross is 53. Robert Downey Jr. turns 52. David Blaine, the magician, is 44. Natasha Lyonne is 38 years old today. She's a very funny yoga hoser, speaking of Kevin Smith. Eric Andre, 34 years old, and Jamie Lynn Spears turns 26. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, let's do a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Funny man Brad Williams joins us in studio. We also have Kevin Smith.
I love Brad.
Did I say Brad?
Brad Williams.
Brad Williams.
Oh, Brad is good.
Brad.
He's the older brother.
I think
Brad,
it's Brad.
Right?
I think it's Brad Williams.
We used to have a twosome act. Brad and Brad. I'm Brad. I'm Brad.
I may have misspoke. Kevin Smith will also be in the studio. We're going to talk to Katie Segal. We've got your tickets for Coachella. And because it's Wednesday, we've got the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices.
Not included.
All coming up tomorrow.